From Red River to Orange Grove, Blue Ridge to Green, no matter where you find yourself this Friday, January 5th, you've found yourself on Texas Standard Time. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. Words from Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush in a headline from the Houston Chronicle: providing housing for Harvey victims is a, quote, Herculean task. The subhead: more than 1,100 Texas families in FEMA trailers housing. But according to KHOU, 6,000 more are still waiting for that help. Texas Senator John Cornyn among the lawmakers in Washington pushing for Texas hurricane relief to be tied to a budget deal that needs to pass later this month to keep the government funded.
In the coming weeks, I'm going to continue to work with my colleagues to ensure that Texans whose homes, schools, roads, and workplaces were affected by the storm receive the help they deserve and so desperately need.
That desperate need continues to be felt in the beach town of Port Aransas. Joining us now is Charles Bouillon, mayor of Port Aransas and newsmaker of the year, according to the Corpus Christi Caller-Times. Mayor Bouillon, welcome to the Texas Standard.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, it's been more than 4 months since Hurricane Harvey hit Port Aransas, and the town still has a long way to go, as I understand it. How has the recovery process been up to this point, and what still needs to be done?
Well, any time that you get a Category 4 or a 5 hurricane, the damage that is done by it is without a doubt devastating. Mm. And when you have that, it's going to take you any city or any place that's hit by it. It's going to take you somewhere between 2 and 5 years to recover. And as far as Port Aransas goes right now, we've made some really good headway. We're still cleaning and collecting debris through the FEMA program. I noticed yesterday that many more of our houses were being cleaned out, and the debris now is stacked back up on the streets.
Just as a resident, as a native of Port Aransas and someone who has deep roots there, I wonder what this experience has been like for you.
Well, to be honest with you, my family's lived here over 130 years, so we know what hurricanes are and what they do. This one was a bit different. It was more catastrophic than any that I've seen. It was, to me, worse than Celia or Carla. It has had aspects of both of those hurricanes. So it was an unusual hurricane. It's a very devastating hurricane. It's the worst one I've ever seen.
You've been a vocal critic of the federal and state response to recovery efforts. What are your main concerns with how FEMA and the Texas General Land Office have been responding to Harvey?
Well, the GLO, as far as I'm concerned, are doing the best they can. Mm-hmm. They were handed a bad apple to begin with by FEMA. FEMA knew when they gave that project to the GLO that it was a very impossible thing. FEMA does not want to be in the housing business. They have done a good job, I have to admit, as far as rental assistance, that is placing people in hotels and motels, mm-hmm. and paying the rent. But when it comes to getting trailers and RVs and MHUs, the mobile home units, they have been a tremendous failure.
Hmm. So what's your message then to members in Congress who are mulling over billions of dollars in disaster relief funding?
Well, let me give you an example here. Just recently, our federal government released $54 million in grants. $47 million went to Houston. What does that leave for the rest of the coast? And in my area, cities like Port Aransas, Aransas Pass, Rockport, Tivoli, Refugio, Ingleside, Fulton, Texas, all of those were direct hits by the hurricane. They got the high wind, they got the water, and they get the least amount of help monetarily from the federal government.
How is your city getting resources right now? Are people kind of taking matters into their own hands?
What we have done so far, excluding the debris removal, mm-hmm. because FEMA has done a good job on that, what progress we have seen in Port Aransas, and it's been really good. I mean, we've really come a long way. We've done ourselves, and the people have done themselves.
So what do you say to those residents who have been, you know, taking it upon themselves, who have been through so much? You know, how do you say, don't throw in the towel?
Well, we're resilient people. We live by the sea. We understand what the sea can do, and we don't give up, and we will come back, and we'll come back strong. I have complete confidence in the population of Port Aransas. They are a strong people because they live in an area that they have to be strong. So I have no doubt that they're going to come back. And like I say, the progress that we have made so far has been largely, we've made it on our own. We'll continue to do that. We can't hang our hat on federal government because they're not going to help us.
Charles Bouillon is the mayor of Port Aransas. He was named Corpus Christi Caller Times Newsmaker of the Year for his leadership in his town's recovery after Hurricane Harvey. Mayor Bouillon, thanks again.
Thank you. Have a good day.